This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Happening in Houston.
This is What's Trending in Texas.
Well, good morning and welcome to another cool morning here in Texas. Maybe our last cool one for a while again. We'll get to weather coming up in just a few minutes. My name is George. Over there is Mo. Good morning, Mo.
What's up, G?
Eric with a K also here. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
Coming up in just a few minutes, we have jury duty. Do you stop by your friend's house unannounced? Is that allowed? That's our jury duty topic this morning. It's 10 minutes away here on 100.3 The Bull. But right now, let's get you updated on some of the things that you're going to be hearing about all day today. It's the top three things trending in Texas.
Number three.
Congrats to our friends at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. Yesterday, they announced their new barrel men who will replace Leon Coffey. Leon Coffey, we've all grown to know and love over three decades of being the man in the barrel. This new guy is named John Harrison, and he's no, like, rookie, okay? He was named by the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association Clown Barrelman of the Year in 2023, and that was his ninth time winning the award.
Wow.
Yeah. You can go meet him. We've got all of his details up at The Bull Houston in our stories.
You know, I was talking to a friend of mine who is a longtime volunteer, and he was like, this is like the Texans getting a new coach.
Oh, really?
This is like a big deal for them to name their new barrelman.
Yeah. Number two.
Okay. If you're hearing this, you woke up this morning, right? So did Robert Roberson. You guys, yesterday I briefly told y'all about the guy. He was set to be the first guy to be executed in the United States in a case tied to the diagnosis diagnosis of shaken baby syndrome.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Okay, it's happening here in Texas, okay? Yeah. Lots of new evidence came out. Kind of looked like it was in the man's favor. Then a board voted not to recommend that they quit his execution.
So he was going to be executed.
Last night.
Okay.
Then last night, the Supreme Court of Texas issued a stay, so they temporarily prevented his execution.
Whoa. Okay.
So they're wanting him to testify before a committee on Monday, which would mean he has the whole weekend. But I'm just thinking about this madness, like people thinking they're getting ready to do something and then stopping it and running around. I've got the papers.
Ooh.
What is madness?
It's craziness.
And the top story trending in Texas.
Nice, cool start to our morning. We're quickly warming up to the upper 70s today, 80s all weekend. One of the news sites said, a pumpkin perfect weekend.
Yeah.
Houston's going to have low humidity, which we all can celebrate. Plenty of sunshine. Several counties are under burn bans, though. It's cool, but we do need some rain, so praying for that.
That's what's trending in Texas. The top three things you're going to be hearing about all day today, and they're powered by our good friends at Bayway Jeep in Pasadena. Now, coming up in 10 minutes, jury duty. Also in 20 minutes, actually about 5:52, we're going to have a chance for you to take $100 off Mo in Mo Knows Country. It's on the way here on The Bull.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
Every morning, we spend a little time bringing Bull Nation together to celebrate some good news. Just start out with your name, where you're from, and then just launch into what's making you happy this morning.
My name is Jonathan. I'm from LaPorte. My good news story has somewhat of a sad beginning to it. Back in 2005, my dad passed away from cancer.
Oh.
And the only thing he had that he left me was a 1965 Plymouth Sport Fury. Now, I thought I was going to put it in storage and keep the car safe for a little while. Turns out I wasn't able to keep the storage unit. So I ended up losing the car. And I had come to terms with the car is gone forever. It's probably crushed or, you know, what have you.
Right.
Well, last night I was browsing Facebook Marketplace and I found his car in Laredo, Texas.
Excuse me?
Jonathan, are you kidding me?
I'm dead serious. My dad took pictures of this car. He loved the car. So I called my wife and I said, hey, go get one of those pictures of my dad's car and read me the license plate number.
No way.
And it matched perfectly.
Whoa.
Oh my gosh.
So are you in a place where you can just like get it, buy it back?
I wish I was, but the fact that his car is in pretty much the same condition as it was whenever I lost it. And I'm happy that the car made it 17 years.
Heck,
I see what you're saying. Just knowing that it's still out there,
yes,
it means the world, doesn't it?
It does.
Did you call up the owner and just say, hey, can I sit in it? Like the house that built me, you know that song where she goes back to the place she was raised and brings back all the memories?
I thought about it.
Jonathan, you got to call her. Again, you got to call this lady and say, can I at least just come by, sit in it, and get a picture in it? You've got to do it, dude.
Well, I'm going to try to borrow some money and, you know, pick up the car if I can.
But it's got to make you feel better that after you thought you lost it, to find out it's still there. That's got to make you feel better, right?
Oh, dude, whenever I first, you know, realized that that's my dad's car, my heart dropped.
Well, can I get an amen for Jonathan finding his dad's car?
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
All right, brother. Thank you for sharing that story. And you keep us posted and let us know what happens, okay?
I will do.
You could be our next 610 Amen 713-881-5500.
Still to come on the Morning Bullpen.
Money can't buy you happiness, but winning can get you into 10-man jam. We have a chance for you to get in with our 620 ticket tag to see this lady. It's one of our 10 artists that are going to be there for 10 Man Jam, and you can get those tickets. 620 is your chance to win here on The Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
If you grew up a fan of 10 Man Jam, then you know what it's all about. But if you've never been to 10 Man Jam, you ask yourself, hey, George, hey, Mo, hey, Eric, what the heck is 10 Man Jam about? If you were a fan of TRL, Eric, you said you were a fan of TRL back in the day.
Huge fan of TRL.
We ran home after school.
I was going to say, like, right?
Painted my pinky nail black.
They're there. We got to go. They're releasing a new song. I can't miss it.
No, it was NSYNC for me.
We can fight about that. Maybe jury duty later?
I was going to say, that's a whole different conversation. But if you ever watched TRL back in the day, Carson Daly would bring out an artist and they'd talk about the song and they'd perform the song. And that's kind of what 10 Man Jam is like. As a matter of fact, Alex, one of our favorite listeners at 10 Man Jam last year, described it this way.
So the main thing that makes it so special is, like, you can't just buy tickets. You have to win them. And when you go, you don't really know what to expect, but it's a very intimate concert series. And everything from top to bottom is just top tier. It's just one of the best things that you could experience.
Yeah. So if you love the setup of TRL, then you're going to love this. 10 artists, one stage, and they come out in groups, Eric, that, you know, like four or five at a time,
yeah.
And they'll talk to each other, talk about their songs, all that kind of stuff.
It's pretty cool, because if you spend any time in Nashville, you know they have these writer's rounds, and you might get, like, an old lady who wrote a Luke Bryan song, and she tells you the story about this Luke Bryan song that she wrote.
Yeah.
But in these cases, it's the artist telling the stories about how the songs came to be, and it's like three or four of them. Sometimes they'll even sing harmony with each other.
Yeah.
They'll share a mic. Yeah. Artists will come out and surprise each other.
Mm-hmm.
It is really magical. It really is the best night of music. I get so excited.
How much are tickets, Mo? What do you have to pay to get in?
But you can't afford them, George. You can't buy tickets. You cannot buy them. The only way into this concert is to win these tickets. So you hear us playing ticket tag all day long. That's one way to win. Another way, this weekend, we have a winning weekend when you can text in code words that you hear on the air. Or we have a list of ticket stops. TheBullHouston.com.
Now, I wonder who's going to be out today on a ticket stop.
I have a question. When is it too early to start drinking? Is noon okay?
What time's your ticket stop?
Wait, we have people that call the show all the time that I think are already
Friday.
Drinking.
Okay, let's go.
Yes, so I'm out today at noon, mm-hmm. noon to two at Aranda Sports
Bar.
That's
fine. Noon is fine.
Okay, so I can have a Bud Light at noon, right?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, I'm going to have a Bud Light at Aranda Sports Bar inside Taqueria Aranda. So come for your lunch hour and then have some authentic Mexican food in La Porte. You can check it out at The Bull Houston on Instagram and Facebook.
That's what it's all about. 10-man jam. Next chance to win those tickets at 7:20 this morning. And coming up next here on the Morning Bullpen, one of the most important relationship decisions you can make just got botched by one of us on the show. You be the judge. Jury duty, 7:05. It's time for the Morning Bullpen's jury duty. One of us on the show has really messed up with the simplest of relationship problems.
Come on.
Not me.
It's not me.
Yeah, spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
What happened?
First of all,
yeah.
Let's get the question out there.
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay, the question this morning is this.
Once you pick a side of the bed, can you ever switch?
Yes. I say yes. And by the way, we just lost a juror, so we've got one spot open. 713-881-5500. Once you pick a side of the bed, can you ever switch? And I am trying. I've been trying for 2 years to get my wife to switch sides of the bed.
Why?
Because I hate my side.
You hate your side of the bed. What do you mean?
I picked it once we moved to this new place. I always slept on the left, and she always slept on the right. But when we got here, she wanted the left. And so now I have the right. I hate it.
I think that sides of the mattress don't matter. I think it's where the door is. Like, the man is supposed to sleep by the door.
Yes, she sleeps next to the door.
Oh, no.
It's because it's closest to the bathroom.
Next to the door. Oh, okay.
So she wants to just be able to get up and go to the bathroom. And I want to be able to cuddle her laying on my right side. I'm a cuddler. And I hate it.
So
I
you
hate
made
it
the
so
mistake
much.
When you moved here 3 years ago of choosing the wrong side of the bed.
One
and now
moment in my life,
back.
George.
You
one
can't switch.
Moment. In
can't.
My life has determined the next 3 years, and I cannot get her to switch with me.
You
she
can't.
Refuses.
No, okay, she's already set up.
Let's take it to the jury this morning, Mo. Let's go to juror number one, is Jackie.
I see Jackie in Cyprus. Jackie, it says here you're actually driving to real jury duty right now, so thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Let's get you warmed up, sister. Once you pick a side of the bed, can you ever switch? Yes or no?
Yes.
Oh wow.
You can.
Yes, thank you. Call my wife.
Yeah. So has this happened to you where you, like Eric, make that mistake and you're like, honey, I'm on the wrong side. This is not going to work. And your spouse agreed to the swap.
Well, you can switch by putting your head at the end of the bed and your feet at the top of the bed. But you can't switch sides.
So you say,
wait.
That is some
back
sort
then.
Of other delusion that is not okay, just to be clear for everyone.
Jackie, you got me. I wrote down like a big yes on this piece of paper, and I was already texting pictures to my wife.
But no, it's a big no.
A big no. All right. Fair. Good luck at jury duty.
All right. Get off your hands-free device so we don't have the big roar in the background. The question again.
Once you pick a side of the bed, can you ever switch? Chris is on the phone in Conroe. He's been married for 10 years. Chris, is that a yes or a no from you?
Absolutely. Absolutely not.
Thank you.
I didn't choose violence ever in this relationship.
Eric chooses violence every day. Thank you.
I made mistake, Chris. Why can't I undo that mistake?
Live with it.
Here's the thing, Eric. I don't care personally. I'm a vet. I'll sleep on the floor. However, my wife is very serious about it. If we're in a hotel room, she has her side of the bed.
Oh, yeah. Yes. No. Absolutely. It's the same with my wife. And by the way, Chris, thank you for your service, sir. We appreciate you. And thanks for your service here on jury duty this morning. Let's go to Zach in Deer Park. 5 years married. Zach, can you ever switch your side of the bed once you choose?
No, you can't. But if your wife wants to switch, then it's okay.
See?
But as a husband, you are not allowed to switch.
I'm taking your answer.
That was my theory. And by the way, Zach, is it still true that your wife is holding the phone up to your ear right now while you drive?
Yes, she is. She is holding the phone
that
to my ear while
love
I drive.
Right there.
And the knife to your heart.
And that's why she gets to choose the side of the bed this morning.
Right, you call them, baby. You call them and say no. You call them right now.
Tell them right now. Mary is on the phone. Mary, a simple question this morning.
Once you pick a side of the bed, can you ever switch?
I think it's Harry.
Harry.
I'm sorry.
It is Harry. Hello. It is. Oh. It is Harry.
Okay.
And no, you can't switch. But what Zach said, happy wife, happy life. If she wants to switch, you let her.
I'm counting
you
that as a no.
When are we going to get some real men on this show? That's what I want to know. 713-881-5500. Monique is on the phone. Monique, once you choose the side of the bed, can you ever switch?
Definitely not.
This is unanimous. Spoiler alert.
Unanimous, no.
Yeah, so
just to be fair.
Okay, all right. So, Mo, let's pronounce the sentence here on Eric, who's going to pay for this for the rest of his life.
Once you pick a side of the bed, can you ever switch? And the answer, unanimously, was no.
No, can't do it. Can't do it. There are a lot of things you can do, Eric. That is not one of them.
I am blown away by this. Sorry. You make a decision for 1 second to last your whole life?
My nightstand.
Jury duty. We do it every morning here on 100.3 The Bull. Now, coming up, ticket tag on the way at 7:20 for tickets to 10 Man Jam. And if you have a wild idea, Eric can turn anything into a song. You let us know what he should sing about. That's coming up in 10 minutes here on The Bull.
The top stories happening in Houston. Number 3.
Congrats to the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. Yesterday, they announced their new barrelman who will replace Leon Coffey after 3 decades of being the man in the barrel. So welcome our new guy. His name is John Harrison, and he was named by the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association the Clown Barrelman of the Year in 2023, which was his 9th time winning the award. Congratulations to everyone.
Number 2.
If you aren't following closely, you've probably missed it. Robert Roberson. He was set to be the first execution in the United States in a case tied to the diagnosis of shaken baby syndrome. Well, he was set to be executed last night. Lots of around and around. The execution did not happen, and a Texas House committee has recommended that he testify again on Monday.
And the top story trending in Texas.
Cool start to our morning. Quickly warming up to the upper 70s, 80s this weekend. Low humidity, plenty of sunshine. Several counties under a burn ban. And that's what's trending in Texas with the Morning Bullpen.
You can crawl. What did I just say?
Are you okay? Did you
Sorry.
Just have like a medical episode?
I think I did, yes.
Stop it.
You can. Sorry, it's Friday. You can tell it's Friday.
Are you okay?
I am okay.
Do we need to call somebody?
No, I'm fine.
He's drinking.
I'm fine. You could throw anything at Eric and he could create a song off of it.
Anything
at all. That's why we do this. It's a 10-minute tune. Every day he creates a song from your phone calls, but it's got to start with your crazy suggestions. 10-minute tune works this way, Mo. You take the callers and Eric picks the topic.
That's right. Let's start with Beth in Pearland. Hey, Beth, what do you want Eric to sing about?
So today is the day where the dads are picking up the kids, and all of my friends, we are going out drinking for a happy hour.
Oh! Wait, that's hysterical.
Mo is actually drooling right now.
Because I just know this has been on the calendar for months and months, and you're clearing out, you know, all the other stuff that you usually do right now, and you are ready.
Yes, trading in those diapers for a shot glass.
Did you hear her in the background going, shot, shot, shot?
All right. Well, listen, you all be careful.
Yes.
Great suggestion. Thank you for calling in. Have a great time this afternoon.
Thank you, and I will.
All right, 713-881-5500. Speaking of school and kids, this dad is in the car rider line. John, what do you want Eric to sing about?
This dang circus of a car rider line, and just like the last caller, I'm about to do the same thing. Every day I want to go have a drink with my friends after this circus show.
Like, how did they figure it out?
You know, the first month or two at school, I give them a little leeway. I give them a little leeway because it's new. There's more kids and stuff. And it's a private school, so it's a public private school. I'm not that yuppie. But every day, it seems like it's just like Groundhog's Day every day. When's it going to get better? When's it going to get better? Never does.
Never does. Okay. All right. I love it. Eric, keep that one in mind. Let's go to line three.
Brad in Round Top. Hey, what should I sing about today, Brad?
Let's sing right about Mo and her beautiful hair and how lucky the plumber is.
What?
I gotta go.
Yeah. You just stay on hold.
Let's,
you just sound a little creepy here.
No way.
I gotta be honest.
I didn't mean it that way, okay?
Aw, you're so sweet.
Brad, it's okay to have a crush on Mo.
Stop.
I do.
Yeah. Okay. See, right. You just own it. You own it. She's a pretty lady.
All right. Sweet. Have a good day, guys.
Thanks, you too.
All right, Brad, thank you. Eric, mm-hmm. I know I said you could take anything and make a song out of it, but what are you feeling today?
I think Mo might vomit if I did a song about how her hair is so beautiful. So let's do...
She does have amazing hair.
Mm-hmm. Let's do one for all the moms going out today. How about that?
Okay. You guys sing shots?
All right.
Shot.
All right, moms, we got your song. And it's coming up in 10 minutes. We call it the 10-minute tune. We'll see how he does on the morning bullpen. It's the morning bullpen and time for Eric to tell us what he's created. It's a 10-minute tune. He's taken your suggestion, Eric has, and created a song. This morning, who was it that called in?
Well, it was Beth in Pearland who asked him to sing this.
So, today is the day. Where the dads are picking up the kids, and all of my friends, we are going out drinking for a happy hour.
She was also yelling shot, shot, shot in the background.
I
didn't get that part, but she was yelling that. So,
if you will.
Let's see what Eric has created. For the moms going wild out there.
Are you feeling it?
So.
I am. Okay. I want all the moms to crank this one up.
Okay, all right. So this is done in the style of...
Who Let the Dogs Out.
Oh.
What?
Yes! Wait, for moms?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's today's 10-minute tune here on The Bull.
Who let the moms out?
Up, it's time to let loose now. Happy hour is calling our name. I drop my children off at their friend's house and called in sick the rest of the day. Texted my girls and I said, let's go. I think we all could use a big break. Nobody parties harder than moms do, with a little time and lots of rosé. Who let the moms out? Who let the moms out? Who let the moms out? Who let the moms out?
All right, if you aren't singing that the rest of the day, I don't even know if you can be considered a mom. I mean, come on.
That's a Friday song.
That was a good one, Eric.
Finding something stronger than rosé, though.
What do you have in mind there, Mo?
Tequila shots.
Shots.
I'm going with Beth and Pearland. My final answer. That was messy.
If you want to download that, you have a mom you want to share it with, you can get it every day. We load up the 10-minute tune on our podcast. By the way, subscribe to our podcast on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. You'll find it there. And that way you never, ever miss a 10-minute tune here on The Bull.
Still to come on The Morning Bullpen.
Ghost that follows you no matter where you move.
Is she there now with you right this second?
I'm not sure.
Can you ask her?
Find out the incredible answer on Uncle Jorge's Ghost Story. It's just a couple of songs away here on 100.3 The Bull. You know what that means.
Ugh, yes.
Stop. It's time for Uncle Jorge's Ghost Stories.
Yay.
This is where you call in and you tell us a ghost story that's happened in your life. Just know in the background, Mo is going to be rolling your eyes.
It's so weird.
Let's go to line 5. Good morning. It's the Morning Bullpen, Uncle Jorge's Ghost Stories. Tell me your name and where you live, and then just launch into your ghost story this morning.
My name is Adonis. I'm from Missouri City. And my ghost story is... All right, let me start off. This house, the previous owners, they actually died due to carbon monoxide.
What?
Oh, wow.
In the house?
Yes, while they were sleeping.
Oh, no.
So, one night... I was like around 11 years old at this time. So I got hungry in the middle of the night. So I'm walking to the kitchen and no one's in the kitchen. The fridge is opening and closing by itself.
What? Goodbye.
Like you just walk in and it's opening and closing by itself.
Yes. And the scary part is I actually see a white figure standing in front of the fridge. And it's slowly walking towards me, and it walks right through me, and I just feel cold. Chills run down my body.
Well, yeah, it was just standing in the refrigerator.
Very chilly. Wait, you're 11 years old. Did you tell your parents?
Yeah, I reacted. Like, I screamed.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What'd your parents do? Did they send you to church camp?
They just blessed me with holy water.
Yeah, exactly. Have you ever had an experience since then, or was it just that one time?
No, I've had recent ones, which is my little sister.
With your little sister?
Yeah, my little sister haunts me sometimes.
She haunts you?
Your little sister has passed away and she stays with you.
Yes.
Does she need some food out of the fridge as well?
Nah, she actually plays with my son's toy sometimes.
Aww.
She plays with your son's toy?
Why are you so casual about that?
I'm freaking out.
No, you're at peace because you know who it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And every time we used to move apartments, I'll tell her, hey, we're leaving.
Here's the new address.
Come with us.
I didn't know they had ghost forwarding.
Yeah.
I didn't know either, but every time she just follows us.
Mm-hmm. Insane.
And how do you know it's her?
Because I call out her name, and it's like, if it's you, do it again.
Yeah.
And she'll do it again.
Oh my word.
Is she there now with you right this second?
I'm not sure.
Can you ask her?
Let's see if she moves a toy.
Yeah.
Sochi, can you move a toy? Nothing.
Okay. She's in the fridge.
I'm curious.
She knows there's a non-believer. She knows there's a non-believer on the phone.
I have so many questions. Is that fair, Adonis?
Oh, yeah. At first, I was a non-believer.
Yes.
But when I saw that at 11 years old, I was like, nope.
Done.
There's actually
wild.
I wanted her to move a toy so bad.
There's still time.
Adonis,
thank you for sharing your story this morning. We appreciate you calling in on
Uncle Jorge's Ghost Story.
See, Adonis gets it. He knows. He wasn't a believer, Mo.
Can you imagine if he would have if his sister would have like thrown a toy at him.
And, well, here's the thing. All he had to do was say she did it and Eric would have freaked out.
I would have lost it. Yes, you would have gotten me over to your side, George.
It is Uncle Jorge's Ghost Stories. We do it during October. If you have a ghost story you want to share, you let us know. 713-881-5500 here on the Morning Bullpen.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money, because Mo knows country.
Bailey is in Dickinson this morning. She's taking on Mo for $100. Bailey, here's how you get the cash.
We've got a $100 bill. It's right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Bailey, why is that?
Because it's Mo's money.
It is Mo's money. Tell her to get out of here, Bailey. We'll get this game started, okay?
All right, Mo, get on out of here.
Good luck, sister.
Thank you.
Bailey, five country-related trivia questions, and they start right now. Question number one. Before he judged people on The Voice, can you name the country singer who got judged for having the one of the worst country songs ever called Hillbilly Bone?
Blake Shelton.
Question number two. Michael Ray prefers his straight, but his biggest hit came when he mixed whiskey with what?
Rain.
Question number three. Who helped Alan Jackson bring 5 o'clock somewhere to number one back in 2003? Hint, he knows a little something about sipping margaritas.
Jimmy Buffett.
Question number four. This brings a new meaning to his hit called Bottoms Up. Can you name the country star that helped his wife deliver a baby on their tour bus last week?
Brantley Gilbert.
Question number five. This hit in 2019 from Sam Hunt wasn't actually about real estate, but it was called Blank Party. Was it A, House Party?
Oh, she already said it.
Wow. Didn't even have to give you the multiple choice.
Oh! All right, let's get Mo back in here. Bailey. We're going to declare it Bailey Day in Dickinson because you got 5 out of 5.
Woohoo!
Woo, Mo, she's tough today.
This is not fun for me.
Let's see how you do, Mo. Question number one.
Okay.
Before he judged people on The Voice.
Yes.
Name the country singer who got judged as having one of the worst country songs ever called Hillbilly Bone.
The worst country song? That's Blake Shelton.
I can't tell you whether or not you get the answers right until we get to the end.
Okay,
That's right.
Question number two.
Okay.
Michael Ray prefers his straight, but his biggest hit came when he mixed whiskey with what?
Oh, Whiskey in the Rain.
Question number three. We played it too much.
Wow.
Who helped Alan Jackson bring 5 o'clock somewhere to number one back in 2003? Here's a hint. He knew something about sipping margaritas.
Yeah. It's Jimmy Buffett.
Ooh.
I wanted to say Kenny Chesney, but I'm pretty sure it's Jimmy Buffett. Yes.
Question number four.
Crap. Okay.
This brings a new meaning to his hit, Bottoms Up. Can you name the country star that helped his wife deliver a baby on their tour bus in the middle of a concert?
Yes, that's Brantley Gilbert. The video is absurd. It's so cool.
And question number five.
Yes.
This hit in 2019 for Sam Hunt wasn't actually about real estate, but it was called Blank Party. Was it A, House Party?
House Party, yes. House Party.
All right, Mo.
Tell me about number three.
Question number one.
Okay.
It was Blake Shelton. You all both got that right. Congratulations.
Yes.
Question number two.
Okay.
Michael Ray, Whiskey and Rain. You were right. We played a lot.
Over and over.
Question number three. We'll come back to you.
No, I knew you were going to do that.
Question number four.
Yes.
It was Brantley Gilbert.
Yes.
And you're right. The video is crazy where he stops the concert. Did you see that, by the way,
Insane.
Bailey? Did you see the video?
No, I didn't watch the video, but that's crazy.
DM me and I'll send it to you. It's insane.
And question number five. So you both got that right. Question number five. Sam Hunt's song was called House Party. I didn't even have to give the multiple choice on that one. But Mo, here's the problem.
Yeah, I don't know.
Question number three. Alan Jackson, 5 o'clock somewhere, was a big hit in 2003. with Jimmy Buffett.
Oh, praise Jesus in heaven.
Bailey, you tied her 5-5. Dang it.
That's okay.
I think this means we need to celebrate, sister.
Thanks.
All right, Bailey, you know what you got to say to get out of here?
I do. It's Bailey and Dickinson and Mo Knows Country.
You were good today,
yeah,
though.
Seriously.
Be like Bailey. You get a chance to play Mo.
Don't be like Bailey. Please, that's exhausting.
8:20, Monday morning is the next chance to take on Mo Knows Country here on The Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.